Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I have your zip code to locate an account?
32909.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Jay Weeticha.
Could you spell the last name, please?
W-I-E-T-E-C-H-A.
Thank you. Could you confirm your address, please?
1979 Winbrook Drive, Southeast Palm Bay, Florida.
Okay, give me one moment to get that account pulled up.
Okay.
Okay, and I do have the account where you completed the sweepstakes offer to purchase a mixer. You were enrolled into Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app.
And I have canceled that.
Yes, ma'am. I do show that you did cancel it on the 12th, which does prevent any future charges. Did you go forward with disputing this with your credit card issuer or your bank?
I went to the credit card company to tell them put a hold on it, but they were going to look into it because, first of all, I didn't even know what the heck it was.
Okay, so when you did that dispute, it looks like you did lose that dispute, so no refund will be issued. And that is due to the terms and conditions of when you did the sweepstakes offer. It did make you aware of that.
Just wait a minute. Hold on, please. When I did it, as soon as I did it, I found out that this is not what I expected it to be. So I canceled it right away, and there should be no charge at all for this transaction. It should never have gone through. Then I went to my credit card company because I saw this bill, and I had no idea what it was for. I thought maybe it was for something else I had ordered, which it was not, obviously, now I'm finding out. So this is just, I mean, I had canceled this right away. There should be no problem at all getting my money back. It should never have gone through.
Okay, so let me re-explain what happened. So when you did the sweepstakes offer, again, there were some terms and conditions which enrolled you into our application. You did call in to cancel. However, when you called in to cancel, that did not refund your account. It just prevented any future charges for you. And also, when you told the credit card company to put the charge on hold, they did go ahead and dispute the charge to see if they could get you refunded due to you saying that it was a fraudulent charge. However, once you dispute a charge, we do have to send the information over to your credit card issuer for them to determine whether or not the account is fraudulent. Again, the account isn't fraudulent due to those sweepstakes terms and conditions. So once the bank determined that the account was not fraudulent, they kicked out that dispute, so no refund will be issued for that charge.
Oh, man, you guys are really
because the charge isn't fraudulent.
Okay, so it wasn't fraudulent, but it also misled you. You think you're going to get a free doohickey thing, and then they're putting you in, and you have the option to get out of it. And I want to get out of it. There should not be any reason for them to hold my money.
And again, also what happened as well, no refund was requested when you canceled out the account. And then again, that dispute just bypassed everything as far as you saying that the charge was fraudulent. So again, the bank went ahead and did the investigation, which to conclude that it wasn't a fraudulent charge.
So then by all rights, I am still enrolled in this stupid plan.
No, ma'am. Your account was canceled on the 12th.
Well, then am I still eligible for getting that mixer?
That's a separate sweepstakes offer from this particular company. We're not affiliated with the mixer. You should have received some email information regarding the sweepstakes offer for the mixer.
Oh, man, total confusion here. You guys are ripoff artists forever there was. Wow. Geez. This is atrocious. I just don't know. I mean, I don't even know what this plan, fit, or heal thing is. What exactly is this?
Well, what you're reading is the merchant ID. That's what the charge falls under due to the fact that we do sell multiple products and online services. But you were billed $59.89 for the Bites Hub subscription, and that is a meal
for
planning
the what,
app.
For the what prescription?
Bites Hub.
Bite Hub?
Yes, ma'am. That's a meal planning application. It's spelled B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Okay. And exactly what is this again now?
It's a meal planning app that you can download for your mobile device. It has different recipe guides and meal plans that you can utilize. It also shows you how to use real food to boost energy and cut sugar and carb cravings from your diet.
Okay, I don't even need that. That's ridiculous. Okay, now, so how do I get back into this stupid thing? If I have to pay for this, I want to see something coming out of it.
Yes, ma'am, you should have received an email.
Anything I received with that name on it, after I had canceled this, I erased because I did not have any part. I thought it was finished. I canceled this. I thought it was done. So I have no way of getting in. I have no idea even what to look up anymore.
Okay. Did you delete your trash all the way?
Oh, yeah. It automatically does it in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, it should still be in there because you set up the account on the 11th of April. And we did send you some email confirmation to ladybugzrus@gmail.com.
Okay. Thing is, I mean, every 2 weeks it gets rid of it. So, could you tell me when in April something was sent to me?
April the 11th.
Okay, April 11th. Okay, that's going to be gone. And what would be the address that that's coming from?
It's going to come from Bytes Hub.
It's coming from Bytes Hub.
Yes, ma'am. And I did try and resend that email confirmation to you from the original order. It may take some time to get it to you.
Okay, at least I know what the heck's going on because this is robbery. I found out everything I ordered from California. You guys are so smart on what you're doing and what you're pulling that every time something happens, it goes wrong. I think that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Okay, well, since I'm stuck with this stupid thing, I'll look into it more, see if I can find out any more information. And if I can, I'll be calling back to this number again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.